Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that my God has made, and I am rejoicing, and I pray that we all are rejoicing. And we're glad in it. Today is Tuesday. It is the 29th day of June, 2021. My goodness, we are, my God, we are moving right along in this year. We are right at the end of the month of June. We have one more day in this month, and we'll be in the seventh month of the year. So we are grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And we're just going to, right now I'm going to ask our Apostle Horsley if you are available to lead us in prayer this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
If you'll go ahead and get started here this morning, that'd be lovely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. A little song here. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We thank you for Pastor Darlene and everyone that has joined us here, Lord God, and the circle of friends of Lord God in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you today, Lord God, and we cry, Abba, Father, Abba, Patriot, the Father in charge, Lord God. We ask that you be with us in this hour, Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, that you would touch each and every one, Lord God, individually, collectively, Lord God, that you would look on the prayer requests of the Lord God that have been calling, oh Lord God. Look on all the papers and the notes, oh Lord God, that have been sent, and oh Lord God, we ask that you would bless it fresh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, that you would prepare our hearts, oh Lord God, to go on a fast, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that's coming up in the middle of the week here, Lord God, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Lord God. Lord God, that we be able to study the word, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But we pray that you bless the Lord God, our children, our grandchildren, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, there are those that are looking for jobs, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we come to thank you and praise you, oh Lord God, because you woke us up in our right minds, oh Lord God. You have started us on our way, oh Lord God. Therefore, we are grateful, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the laying down last night, the early rising this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you for all wives and husbands, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, God, that have gone through, O Lord God, a different season, Lord God, in their lives, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, strengthen that request, O Lord God. Strengthen, O Lord God, and bless the bonds of marriage, O Lord God, of the matrimony, O Lord God. Let their eyes be enlightened this morning, O Lord God, through the Holy Spirit of promise, O Lord God, that you are wise, God, and you're not making any mistakes, O Lord God. If you speak it, O Lord God, you will bring it to pass, O Lord God. So that's why we come, O Lord God, crying, Abba, Father, today, O Lord God, which art in heaven, O Lord God, that hallowed and holy is your name, O Lord God, that your kingdom come, O Lord God. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus, God. God. Saying that, O Lord God, that you're making the provisions for us, O Lord God, and had made these provisions, O Lord God. Bless Pastor Donnie, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, had a fender bender there, Lord God, an accident there, O Lord God. Bless the Lord God with the car, Lord God. Bless the body, O Lord God. Understanding, O Lord God, that the science trauma, O Lord God, could just offset the body, O Lord God, but bring comfort, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch the Lord God from the crown of her head to the soul of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Everyone that's in the circle here, Lord God, that the standing in the gap in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for each and every one, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. God bless Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and her family, oh Lord God. For she comes to mind, oh Lord God, wherever she stands in need, oh Lord God, just like everyone, oh Lord God. We ask that you prepare it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let it come, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless the giver and the giver, the gift and the givers, oh Lord God, and those that support, Lord God, us here on Lock Talk Radio, oh Lord God. This our powerful, Lord God, of prayer, prayer, deliverance, ministry, oh Lord God. God, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that you would just bless the wife, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you move by by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, there's all aches and pains in the body, oh Lord God. Some days we just don't feel like it, oh Lord God, but in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you remove that uneasy, uncomfortable spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, rebuke that spirit of suicide, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that spirit of confusion, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you would just touch, oh Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Send missionaries, oh Lord God, and ministers, oh Lord God, those that have the word of God, oh Lord God, out into their communities, oh Lord God. Let them give the word, oh Lord God, to the people, oh Lord God, that they might be able to be strong and stand in this time of this evil day, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God has spoken once, but twice so I heard this, that power belongs on to God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We feel, oh Lord God, the pressure from the time being short, oh Lord God, for the lake sick, oh Lord God. You said, let no souls will be saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we pray this morning, oh Lord God, that there be some, oh Lord God, that have a change of heart this morning, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let there be some this morning, oh Lord God, that would ask, what must say to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for health and strength, oh Lord God, able to carry on in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, Lord God. Days have come, oh Lord God, and some days come, oh Lord God, feel that we can't go on, oh Lord God. We can't make it, oh Lord God, and the time is racing around, oh Lord God, and the moments are going by seem like faster, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we pray that you would touch, oh Lord God, that you would just save our children, oh Lord God, the young adults, oh Lord God, the babies, the grandbabies, great-grand, God, as far off as you should call, God, just in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch, oh Lord God. Stress the Scholastica name coming up again, that I call you see. Abel Cole, Rasa, then I call you see. Abel Cole, Baba, Baka, your son, then I call you see. Abel C, then I call you see. Abel Cole, Rasa, then I call you see. Abel, you see. Hallelujah, don't call, Baba, Kaya, see God. Hallelujah, they call, Boko, Rasa, then I call you see God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, call, Baba, Kaya, son, then I call you see God. In the name, Boko, Risa, that I call you see, God, of Jesus, oh Lord God. Everyone that's in the line that I call you see, hallelujah, but call, Wobo Kaya, see that I call you see, Abel, see, don't call God that I call you see. He knows here that I call you see, over you see, hallelujah, he's the Almighty God, and I call you see, God. Meet the Ebo, see, that I call you see, the needs of that people, Yebo, call, the son that I call you see, God. Those that are in nursing home, I call you see, hospital, Lord God, that I call you see, special operations, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, aches and pains, oh Lord God, Abel Sheed, and I call you see, Lord God, God, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, Abel Kaya see, Regina Boko, Baba Kaya Sah, God, salvation, Abel Sheed, oh Lord God, Baba Kaya Sah, save, heal, deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let it not be everlasting too late. The local Boko Rasanakea, Shade Boko Babakayo, see the Kaya, see our God. Hallelujah, God. Touch wives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch those that are lonely, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that need their companion, oh Lord God, to walk beside them, God, and to strengthen them, oh Lord God, as they go along this journey that I call you see, Ibo Yeshad, that I call you see, God, in the name Oh, Jesus, God, break, oh, Lord God, the power, God, of heavy bereavement right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, strengthen the word that's going to be spoken on today, God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh, Lord God. Strengthen as only thou can, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. My heart, my mind, my soul, God. Lord God, let it be filled with praise, oh, Lord God. Let the ears be attentive, oh, Lord God, to the word that's going forth, oh, Lord God, because we came, God, in this hour of power, prayer to worship you and to praise you, Lord God, and to give you thanks, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, for all that you have blessed us with, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, the substance, oh, Lord God, the finances, oh, Lord God, the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, being in the right mind, oh, Lord God, rebuking the COVID spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, and any other kind of illness, God, in the name of Jesus, God, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar, diabetes, back pain, oh Lord God, respiratory system, God, touch right now in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. If any be pregnant, oh Lord God, bless the baby that's in the belly, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, bless our children, oh Lord God, as under teenage age, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and those that are teenagers above now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you protect them, oh Lord God, from cyber attacks, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, the telephone, oh Lord God, Lord God, Snapchat, Facebook, oh Lord God, Twitter, Lord God, whatever the name is, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, protect us all, oh Lord God, from subliminal suggestion, oh Lord God, and the powers of darkness, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, help us to put on that armor, Lord God, and if whoever's slow getting it on this morning, God, bless them with strength to put it on, Lord God, the helmet of faith, oh Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, God, the sword of the Spirit, let their feet be sharply prepared today, oh Lord God, with the gospel of peace, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, the blessed prayer of righteous spoke over us, God, we thank you, oh Lord God, for what you have gave us, oh Lord God, to fortify ourselves, oh Lord God, to fight, oh Lord God, and to stand in this evil day, oh Lord God, with our mouths full with praise, oh Lord God, if you would just deliver, God, and set free, God, everything would be all right, God. People that are incarcerated inside of prisons, oh Lord God. Lord God, the gang violence, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, bless those, oh Lord God, that are first responders, oh Lord God, that are looking through the rebel, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, break up procrastination, God, if it be so, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, let God, you see, God, if you would touch right now, God, everything would be all right, Biki, Obosar, hallelujah, let God, you see that. Touch Jazzy, God. Minister Melinda Nakayosia. Minister Janet Boko. Ras Anaraki, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Break up spirit of confusion. Nakayosia. On rest, God. In the name of Jesus, God. If you touch for now, Nakayosia, God. Bless the Minister Roslyn, God. In the name of Jesus, God. That business regrets, God. In the name of Jesus, Minister Chris Boko. Ras Anaraki, hallelujah, Lord God. All the others that are on the line on the account, you'll see, oh Lord God. Break, oh Lord God. Deliver, God. Set free right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, because you are the provider, Lord God, of our daily bread, oh Lord. Oh, yes, Lord God, we come this morning, but yes, God, standing in this position, oh Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to help us forgive out those who have sinned and those who have trespassed against us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we may be free and liberated, oh Lord God, to receive the grafted word of God in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you would just bless, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Give us a receptive heart, oh Lord God, as we hear the word, as we go forth, oh Lord God, that we will be strengthened every side, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those that are standing in finances, oh Lord God, financial strength, oh Lord God. Those that look for jobs, oh Lord God, elevation on the job, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You are the only wise God, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, because you're this is the King of Akadio Sida, the Akadio Sibo Boko, yes, and the power of Boko, yes, Sido, the Kodi, yes, God. Let your kingdom come today, O Lord God. Let your will be done, O Lord God. That as we go through this day, Lord God, as we continue in this hour of power, prayer, Lord God, that you would be with us in a great and a strong and a mighty way, Lord God. That you would bless us, O Lord God, when it's time to pray, Lord God. Bless us, O Lord God, to keep the lines muted, O Lord God, until thou say so, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would send the anointing, oh Lord God, and make preaching and teaching easy today, God. Anoint the pastor, Lord God, in a special way, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that other parishioners, oh Lord God, and those that came to worship and praise you, Lord God, let them know that everything is going to be all right, hallelujah. God, you'll see, oh Lord God, because you're the only wise God, oh Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us, oh Lord God. Lord Jesus, just touch, oh Lord God, as only you can, oh Lord God. Any prayer request, oh Lord God, that's not able to make it to the line, oh Lord God, but let them go and look, oh Lord God, and just press the numbers in the archive, oh Lord God, and let that be the right one that they need to hear, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because we truly thank you, oh Lord God, for the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, oh Lord God, the circle of friends, oh Lord God, that have been joined in hands, oh Lord God, over the years, God, in the name of Jesus, God, bless every local ministry that's represented here, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, open up your church, oh Lord God, send the people back, God, that all don't be lost, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, oh Lord, God, to work to the close of the day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send a special anointing, oh Lord God, upon Ben, and Akadio C, and Jamila, Lord God, Akadio C, oh Lord God. Lord God, this church right now, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, send strong deliverance, oh Lord God. Put their heads around them, oh Lord God, around their families, around all marriages, God. In the name of Korah, son, and Akayo, see the Aki, I see, God. Because, oh Lord, Kodi, I see, oh Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, oh Lord God. Thou hast been our dwelling place, and Akayo, see, God. You're the God that sing, for Korah, 17, but Akayo, see, the God. When we pray, for Korah, Akayo, see, believe that we receive it, and we pray, so we have it, oh Lord God. We have strength today, oh Lord God. We have deliverance today, Lord God. Our high eyes are understanding are open, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, bless the President of the United States, oh Lord God. Those that are up on Capitol Hill, oh Lord God. House of Representatives, God, in the name of Jesus and all those that you have sent out, oh Lord God, to protect your people, oh Lord God. Stir them up, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them know, oh Lord God, that judgment is coming after a while, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And they have to boil, oh Lord God. You would have to drink the wine that comes through the wine press, oh Lord God, that's mixed with the indignation of God, oh Lord God, for the sins against God, people, oh Lord God. So we pray today, God, that you would strengthen us, oh Lord God, in a strong way, oh Lord God, that you would bring deliverance, God, on every side, oh Lord God, as we prepare to go into the fasting and praying, oh Lord God. Strengthen us, oh Lord God, in a supernatural way, oh Lord God, that backs would be straight, oh Lord God, the whole armor would be applied, oh Lord God, that we stand against the wiles of the devil, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, we won't be ignorant concerning this, Father, because thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time of Kaiosia, of another Kaiosia, of another Kaiosia. I pray, oh, we'll see, Pastor, another Kaiosia. Hey, we'll come to our son, another Kaiosia, God. Hallelujah, God, strengthen every babe, by the Kaiosia, man, it's on the bed, and the Kaiosia. I got a call over, yes, see, God, and people, oh, boy, Kaia, yes, or no, call, yes, see, God. Has not forgotten about AOC, that Akayosia, the operations out of Akayosia. You have not forgotten out of Akayosia, the loved ones out of Israel. You have not forgotten Bokor, Rasan Alasia, the prayer request out of Akai. He's not a man that he's Ebo, Shanakaya, shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall repent. Hallelujah. 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 Great is he that is in you, that he that in the ready. Almighty God at Akayosia is your Father. Every order this out of Akayosia. Able, he'll meet the need. So we thank you and we praise you, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, Lord God. Send the anointing, Lord God, for teaching, preaching. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this time of prayer, Pastor Donnie and Dave Bakaya. Able, see you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the name of Jesus, it's going to be all right. Amen and amen again. Able, see you. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you for the Pastor. Apostle Horsley for the prayer. We appreciate you just being willing and different ones who have come this morning. We appreciate you being here. So we're going to go ahead and get into the word, and we just pray that your hearts are open to what does say the Lord, and God is just doing great things. He's just good to us, and so we thank him for his word that gives us direction and correction and helps us as we go along in the journey that we're on here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. God is just doing some wonderful things to be the people of God. So we're glad that you're here, and we're going to talk today about our bodies and how we should take care of our bodies to help us to be in the place and the position to be able to tell somebody about Jesus and his love. I hope that while we're going through the scriptures and while we're reading that you will take notes and, you know, go back and read over what we're talking about today and let this marinate in your spirit and to help us along the way. That's what we're doing this morning, is to try to help us along the way. So taking care of our body is so very important. You know, a lot of times we just neglect ourselves. We do things that are abusive to our body, and it causes us not to be in a place where we can do all that we can do for Jesus Christ. So as we go into the Word today, our main scripture text is in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And I'm going to be, I will start with verse number 9. The verses for this week, the scripture of the week is in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 to 20, but I will start with verse number 9, as I said. But just to give us a little background about what we will be focusing on and to see what Paul was doing in the beginning of this chapter. First of all, the members of the Corinthian church were suing each other in civil court, and Paul told them to settle their disputes within the church, because the very least of the people in the church could probably judge better than a man in a worldly court. And we have to think about that when we have situations with people of the body of Christ. We should try to settle that before we would try to go to court. And then Christ watches us, he sanctifies us, he justifies us when we turn our lives over to him. And we want to bring honor to God and not bring bondage to the people of God or people who are around us as a result of not knowing how to focus on the Word and do what God has led us to do. And because our bodies belong to Christ, we have to involve him in everything that we do. And there are various ways of abuse that we find ourselves abusing our bodies in various ways, but God has purchased us with a tremendous price from the old life of sin, and we're obligated to glorify him with our bodies and our spirits, which belong to him. So Paul, you know, he was a very good man of God. He taught us many things, and we are still learning through him, through the Word of God. So as we go into the Word this morning, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God." Verse 11 says, "And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I would..." Okay, hopefully this, we're having a little bit of issue with the phone this morning. All right, so we will continue here. I believe that was in verse number 11. It says, "And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Verse 13 said, "Meat for the belly and the belly for meat, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid." That's a abuses, abuse in your body when you connect with the harlot. And many of these things that I'm sharing, I mean, just think about what God is saying through his word. Verse 16 says, "What, know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, says he, shall be one flesh." Verse 17 says, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." Verse 18 says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body." Verse 19 says, "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So we're talking about being good stewards of our bodies today. And as we go through our fast, we're going to be focusing on that, because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when we allow the Holy Ghost to lead us and guide us, because he is our teacher, he teaches us what to do with our bodies so that we can be in a position to do what God would want us to do and to be an example to others. Because when you abuse your body, people watch you abusing your body. There are people who smoke cigarettes. There are people who are drinking alcoholic beverages, getting intoxicated. That's abusive. There are those who are fornicating, doing things that are against the will of God, abusing our bodies. So we have to realize that even when we're mentally stressed, that can cause abuse in our bodies. There are various things that we can look at to see how we can do differently so that our bodies will be better, that we will be in better shape. Just thinking of overeating is abusive. You know, when we overeat, that causes different kinds of issues within our bodies. And so we don't want to abuse our bodies. So Romans, I'm going to read this in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 12, verse number 11. It says, "I beseech ye, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." So, you know, when you come to the Lord, we just need to come with mentally stability. Mentally, we need to be stable, and then our bodies need to come as a holy body unto the Lord so that we can please our Father, please him in what we're doing. So let's just think about these verses. Think about these scriptures. Think about what we're doing in our lives. Think about what we can do that will be better for us so that we can be those men and women of God to be able to do the things that God has designed for us to do. There is so much more work to be done. You know, as we get older, our bodies may slow down a little bit. We may find that there are certain things that are happening within our bodies as we get older. And so we have to take care of those bodies when we're younger so that we will be strong and strengthened as we get older and not fall apart. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." So we want to follow the leading of our Father. You know, we have a prompting of the Holy Ghost to help us as we go along. You know, sometimes we ignore what the Holy Spirit is saying to us or what God is saying to us. And when we do that, we find ourselves in the wrong place with our bodies and with our minds. And we find that we have to repent. And it's okay to repent, which is, you know, God, he will forgive us. But we have to have when we repent, we want to turn from those things that are detrimental to us. In the book of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." I'm reading that again. And verse number 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so that's what we want to do, is to be in God's will. As whatever we do, we want to do it as unto God. And Colossians 3 and 17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So, you know, as we are
going through our fast, as we're going through the rest of our lives throughout this year, let's keep our bodies in a good place. Let's do things that will be helpful. Eat good foods. Eat right foods. Put the right things into your body. Yes, I enjoy eating and doing good things for myself as far as taste goes. When I cook, I try to cook where I enjoy what I'm eating, but we don't want to overeat. I've been practicing eating less so that I won't overeat, because I sometimes find myself, my belly so full, and I don't want to continue to do that. So we have to think about what we're doing that can be abusive to our bodies. And thinking of our bodies and how our bodies can be effective or ineffective, as people watch us, I'm thinking of a situation my mother told us years ago, where this minister was, he had this church, or he had this gathering of people. So she said that he was praying for folks, and he was had this headache. And she said, well, he had a headache, and he went and got some medication. He had to go get a pill to get rid of the headache. And she said, well, if he can't believe God to heal his headache and he has to get some medication for his headache, how can she stay up under him? And, I mean, this is her thinking. How can she stay up under him? If he doesn't have faith enough to believe that his body can be healed from a headache, then she just wasn't going to follow him. And I am so glad that she didn't follow him, because that was Jim Jones who ended up causing a lot of people to die as a result of the foolishness that they were doing. So, you know, my mother had enough wisdom and discernment to know not to follow this man. So my whole point is this: we just have to do things that will be beneficial to our bodies, and people are watching us, and people are looking at what you say and what you do. And so we want to do things that are good and wonderful for the body of Christ, because ultimately what we do for our bodies and we do to our bodies will affect other people. Even when you're out there laying hands on the sick and people are recovering, we have to be mindful that we need to cover our bodies, cover our minds, cover ourselves in prayer, because those spirits sometimes can move and do things to you. So just be aware that we have to be covered, even when we're praying, that we will not get negatively impacted by some of these prayers that we're praying for other people, because sometimes when a spirit is leaving one person, it needs to find some other thing that will host it. So just be aware of this thing, that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost, that our bodies don't belong to us, they belong to God. And so we have to treat it that way and say, Lord, I want to present myself in such a way that I will be a blessing to other people. I want to be able to do the things that you want me to do, that I would not be taxed mentally, because when your body is hurting, you are not able to function or maybe focus as we would want to. Your body is hurting. You may be thinking about that pain in your body. So, you know that we have pain sometimes, but we pray that God will help us to get rid of that pain. And sometimes it takes a while before the pain is gone. But we will continue to trust the Lord. You know, when we have these operations, it takes a while sometimes for those operations to, the body to heal from these operations. But we believe that God will help us no matter what. God will help us to get through to the next step, to get through to that place of complete and full healing. And so all of this points back to God. You know, when we see our bodies that have been given to us so that we can take care of these bodies to be a blessing to other people. So I hope that you have gotten something out of this and that it will be beneficial as you go through the rest of your life. So let us pray. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we just thank you so much that we know that you are our God and you are good and you are wonderful and you teach us all things, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today that you are the one who has allowed us to have these bodies, oh God. So we present our members and our faculties as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, O God, which is our reasonable service, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you that you are our strength, O God, and you are our song, Lord, and you are become our salvation, O God. Thank you, Lord, that you are working effectively in us, O God. You're energizing us, Father. You're creating in us the power and the desire both to will and to work for your good pleasure, your satisfaction, and your delight, O God. Oh, my God, we thank you that we will not draw back or shrink in fear, for then your soul will have no delight or pleasure in us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we realize that we have been bought for a price, oh, God. We have been purchased with a preciousness and paid for by your very own Son, oh, God. So, Lord, we honor you, God, in all that we do, and we honor you in our bodies, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we realize, Father, that when we call on you in the day of trouble, oh, God, you have delivered us, God. And we know, Father, today that many of us need deliverance today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for those things that are detrimental to us, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we rejoice because you have delivered us and drawn us to yourself out of the control, hallelujah, Jesus, and the dominion of darkness, oh, God, and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, we are confessing and we're praising you, oh, Lord, our God, with our mouths, oh, God, in our hearts, Lord, and we will glorify you forevermore, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father, today that you allow us to express truth in all things, oh, God. We will speak truly. We will deal truly. We will live truly, oh, God. Whatever we do, Lord, no matter what it is, Lord, in word or in deed, we will do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that whatever may be our task, oh, God, that we will work at it with power, with expressions of love and joy and peace, Lord, so that others will be able to be blessed in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do this as unto God and not unto men. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. Father, we praise your name, God. We glorify your name, Father, because you're doing great things and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. So, Lord, help us to continue to be all that we can be in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So right now what we're doing, we're going to give you an opportunity. If you heard something that was helpful to you or if you just have something you want to share or if you have a prayer request, we open the lines right now. Amen.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris. And I have a prayer request for my dad. He went to the hospital on Sunday, I think it was. I mean, he's doing better, but he's having the same kind of like prostate issues. So if we could just keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen.
Okay. All right. Anybody else?
Yes. We thank you for the word. We gleaned from it a whole lot. Good descriptions. It was a good reminder that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit, and it was a lot about keeping the body cleansed and keeping the body from sin. That's much needed at this time in order that our prayers would be effective and our fast would be effective, and to stop eating so much. I've been working on that. So I truly thank you for the word. It's been a blessing to my soul and to my spirit today. I thank you for the word, Pastor Tony. Amen.
Amen. You're welcome.
This is Lois. Thank you for the word today. And I did fall in some of what you were speaking of with their body, because there's so many times I find myself overeating and I know that I'm full and I don't stop right then. So I know I'd be scratching my gut a little bit. But I would like prayer. And I go today to take up a GI, and I didn't think yesterday before I ate a half of onion, because I also have knee problems, and I get fluid on my knee. But I found out that eating raw onions, I eat about a half of raw onion. It's hard sometimes, but I do. And it takes the inflammation, it reduced the inflammation off my knee. And onion is good for a lot of things. So I pray that onions don't give a false reading, you know, why they are looking inside my stomach. And it doing a temporary fix, because it's not a permanent fix, you know, eating onions, because when I get off of it for about a week or so,
I feel the inflammation coming back into my knee. And I can also tell that it fixes more than just the inflammation in my knee. And I've been having problems with my neck, you know, on the inside. I get hoarse and it feel like a film is somewhere in there. So I just pray that this onion is not going to cover up anything that the doctor needs to see that he can't see because of the onion making it look better than what it is. I don't know if you can understand it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. We'll be praying for that, my sister. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So.
Good morning. Okay.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I just wanted to say thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your ministry, Pastor Bundage. Also wanted to especially thank you guys for praying for my cousin Sheila, who was battling that COVID virus. She's doing much, much, much better. She's a lot stronger. She's at home still recuperating, but she's doing much better. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for sharing. Let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, today for blessing Glenda, oh, God. Bless, oh, God. Glenda's cousin. Bless, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Lord,
so we spirit, oh Lord God, about your power, Lord God. You alone are worthy, oh Lord God, of the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, so we thank you for the healing and the deliverance and doing much better in Jesus' mighty name, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We thank you for it.
Yes, right Jesus. Now, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Work,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Magnify you,
Jesus. Hey, glory.
Magnify you,
Lord.
We give you all the glory and honor, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Heavenly
Father. Thank you, Jesus.
There's none greater. There's none
we
greater.
Worship your holy name, Jesus. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Name above all names.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning. This is Colastica, and I just thank God for his word, and I pray that God help us that we only be hearers of the word, but also doers of his word. And I have a prayer request. If we would pray for Zimbabwe, they have another 2-week lockdown because of this India variant that is going on with COVID, and things are just getting out of control. So if we can pray for Zimbabwe, and I think for the rest of most of the African countries, they are having that issue. And the vaccine is very low, so we just need God's protection. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, we'll be praying for them this morning. Praise God.
Amen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. This is Teresa. I just want to thank you for the word today. And just have a special prayer request. This morning I have an interview at 10 o'clock. And just want to ask your prayers as I go in and do a presentation, that everything will go smoothly. And just wanted to ask your prayers for that.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
We will pray for that this morning. Praise the Lord. Anybody else before we do our prayers today? Anybody? Okay. All right. Well, let us go ahead and pray. We have Mr. D who has prostate issues. Sister Lois, we're praying for her knee and her neck, and also that the onion would not give a false reading when she goes for her test. We'll be praying for Zimbabwe and African countries and people actually across the world about this COVID-19. And then our sister Teresa with her interview today at 10 o'clock. I also want
to add.
Go ahead,
Regina.
Regina, okay.
And what's her name? Sister Anne, her son, alcoholic, and her father, no, her brother, and her son is sick, alcoholism, and other issues. Thank you.
Okay, her name is Kate. What?
This is Angela, Lois again.
Jones. Thank you.
Okay, Jones. Okay.
This Lord again, I begin the upper GI. That's what the doctor be doing, a upper GI today.
Okay. Okay. And then I was going to add my sister Rosalyn is has some real estate she wants to sell, and then my sister Yolanda is has a business he wants to sell, so we just want God to thank God for the favor that he's given them. We're just believing that they will have favor as they do these sales. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, well, let us all come in, and we're going to pray, and we know that God is good, so let's pray in faith, believing. So, Lord, we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord God, for every prayer blessed with represent on this prayer line, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you heal the man, Lord God. Lord God, whatever's going on in his body right now, we bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever sickness, Lord God, is trying to cage his mind and his body, Lord God, we bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for freedom, Lord God. Lord God, that his feet move freely through his body, Lord God. And Lord God, he's able to come out, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind anything trying to clog or come against his spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bind any infirmities, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We cast the things down right now in the name of security. Any doubt, any pain, Lord God, we bind all the pain, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for businesses, Lord God, favor, grace, and mercy, Lord God, increase, Lord God, peace, Lord God, longevity, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to adorn us, the Holy Spirit, Lord God. Lord God, your healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God,
Thank you, Lord.
charity.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Deliver that free, Lord.
Praise God. 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 Praise God Today. This has been a marvelous morning in the Lord. So we thank God for the unity of the body here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. It's been a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful week. We had some good word on yesterday from our Sister Marie. We appreciate her sharing the word of God, and we will continue going through this week with the power and the anointing of Jesus Christ. And this morning I do decree and I declare by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ that for every brother and sister in Christ, that those evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us has been rejected, and they shall not come to pass. And we send them back to the sender. We are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, I decree that we love God and keep his commandments. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. Our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. There are millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some are believing for thousands of dollars, some hundreds of dollars. So according to our faith, so be it done unto us. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper, and we shall live in continuous abundance. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. I decree this morning that we shall delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. Our families are coming to Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what they're looking like right now. In the future, they're looking so much better because they're serving the Lord. I decree and declare that we are pulling down strongholds, and the wickedness in high places is destroyed in Jesus' name. I pray and decree this morning that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed, and the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives. Praise the Lord. So as we leave today, let's remember our fast will start on tomorrow, and we pray that those who are in our fast, and if you're not able to fast, just be in agreement with the word of God as we have to share the word this morning. That's what we're focusing on, is taking care of our bodies, which are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and he is helping us to walk upon those high places. Yes, we're rising in the Lord, and as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that we all will continue to keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. And don't let anything keep you down. If you get down, get back up and praise God for the victory. Amen. Have a beautiful day and a lovely week in him.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and of offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is V Walley, that's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.